إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you and myself to have the taqwa, to have the fear and obedience and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem,
وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, when we decide to destroy a town or a population, we send an order to those in it who live a luxurious and extravagant lifestyle. Then they transgress therein, and thus the word is justified against them. Then we destroy it with a complete destruction. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the destiny of nations. He describes the condition of nations who are given to opulence, to luxury, to extravagance. They take it as a way of life. They make it their main concern. They reach the highest degree of luxury and extravagance. That is their ultimate goal, their ultimate aim and desire. In other words, when a town or a nation indulges in the worldly desires and make it its greatest concern, they show arrogance. They show arrogance to the commandments of Allah. They show insolence because of their desires for worldly pleasure. They seek out many strange desires and lusts. They become, when they do this, that nation becomes corrupt morally. It is shaken in its foundations and its principles, and it is deprived of its values. They forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget about the afterlife. And so they are prone to collapse and destruction. A lesson that we learn from history is that living in luxury and extravagance and indulging in the worldly pleasures, it is the cause of the weakness of the ummah. It is the cause of the instability of the ummah. This condition of extravagance, opulence, indulgence, it aggravates, it gets even worse when those people, they mock the religion of Allah. They make fun of the deen of Allah and the laws of Allah and its rulings. They oppose the commandments of the religion. This desiring of luxury, of extravagance, is a disease. This indulgence, overindulgence in the extravagant luxuries of this world is a serious critical disease, an illness. If it spreads throughout an ummah, if it spreads throughout a nation, then it destroys its strength, it weakens it critically, and it causes that ummah to become desirous and attached only to this worldly life. It makes that ummah, that nation, only concerned with the worldly life. If it afflicts an individual, a person, it causes that person to become weak in his resolve of the religion and to become vain, seeking the trivial matters of this world. Opulence, luxury, extravagance, taraf in Arabic, what it means is seeking after the worldly lusts and pleasures, overindulging, extravagance in the dealing with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to extremes to get more of the worldly pleasures, going to extremes to satisfy the sensual pleasures and lusts. The Quran has clearly shown us the plight of those nations, those communities, those towns who engaged in indulgence. The stance of those people who were arrogant when the messengers came to them. They stood against the religion and they rejected the guidance that was clear and brought to them. If we look at Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, when he came to his people and he called them to believe in Allah, the rich and opulent amongst his people, they rejected his message, saying that we only see the poor people following you, the lowest in the society. They have no money or power. In Surah Hud, Allah describes the people of Nuh. The chiefs of the disbelievers amongst Nuh's people said, "We see that you are but a man like ourselves, nor do we see any follow you but the lowest, arazinuna, the lowest meek people, and they follow you without thinking. And we do not see in you any merit above us. In fact, we think you are a liar." It was those people amongst the people of Nuh who were engaged in indulgence of their desires, who were engaged in the luxuries of life, that got in the way of the dawah of Nuh. It was the people who were enamored by the luxuries of this world who stood in the way of the call of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah describes the people of Nuh, and the chiefs of his people who disbelieved and denied the meeting of the Akhirah, the hereafter, and to whom we, Allah, have given the luxuries and the comforts of this life, they said, "He is no more than a human being like us. He eats of that which you eat and drinks brings that which you bring. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to his people, it was the people of extravagance and luxury who opposed him. They were the greatest sources of kufr and rejection of the haqq and stubbornness in the face of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "And leave me alone to deal with those who belie my verses and those who are in possession of the goods of this life, and give them respite for a little while." This is the attitude that the people who indulged in the opulence, the luxury of this world had. We see also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes in Surah Saba, "And we did not send a warner, a nadir, to a township, but those who were given to the worldly wealth and luxuries amongst them said, 'We believe not in the message with which you have been sent.'" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disapproves of this pursuit of the opulence and the seeking of the worldly lusts and desires and the life of those who lead it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, "Until when we grasp those of them who led a luxurious life with punishment, behold, they make humble invocation with a loud voice." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Wallahi, by Allah, it is not poverty that I fear for you, but I fear that the riches of this world will be given to you. The luxuries of this world will be given to you, just like it was given to those who came before you. And I fear that it will destroy you just as it had destroyed them." The early generation of this ummah, the Sahaba, they are the role models of abandoning the luxuries and opulence of this world. The Sahaba, they set an example for us, a standard that we may emulate in their abandoning and declining the life of luxury. We read in the story of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, who was one of the richest and most handsome of the young men of Mecca. His mother was a very wealthy woman who would spend on him such that every day he would have the most fine dresses and clothing, and he would wear the finest and most expensive types of perfume. When he was killed, when he was martyred in Uhud, after he had accepted Islam, they wanted to cover his body. They could not find a covering sufficient to clothe his body. When they covered his feet, his head would be exposed by that cloth. And when they covered his head, his feet would be exposed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the Sahaba, "Cover his head, cover the head of Mus'ab ibn Umair with the cloth, and then cover his feet with grass." And then the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swelled up with tears. And then he said to Mus'ab and those around him, "I saw you in Mecca, and nobody ever wore such an elegant attire as you, and none had better hair than you. And here you are lying on the ground with unkempt and uncombed hair. And then he read the verse from the Quran. And amongst the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations, and some of them are still waiting, but they never changed in the least. They never proved treacherous with the contract they made with Allah. Fellow Muslims, overindulgence in the luxuries of this life, it leads to a feeling of kibr, of arrogance. It leads to haughtiness. It causes one to oppress and to deny and reject the haqq, the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding such people, and they say, we are more in wealth and children, and we are not going to be punished. Those who live in luxury may forget the blessings of Allah. They forget the favors of Allah, and they forget who the source of those blessings is. They forget who is the giver, the Wahhab, the bountiful one. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the story of an owner of two gardens, who arrogantly said to one of his companions, the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah describes the story of a man who owned two gardens, and he arrogantly said to one of his companions, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more wealth than you, and I have more people, more employees, more children. This man who owned these two beautiful gardens, he forgot. He forgot the nature of this world, and he forgot the true destiny of this worldly life and Allah's way in this world, the way that Allah deals with the worldly luxuries. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He entered upon his garden and he said, he was wronging himself, he was oppressing himself with pride and arrogance and disbelief. And he said, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't think this garden of mine, these luxuries, will ever perish. He had forgotten the hisab. He forgot about the day of judgment. He forgot about the hour of resurrection. He forgot about Allah's punishment and wrath. He said, وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَن يَأْتِيَ السَّاعَةَ وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَنَّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. He said, I don't think, مَا أَظُنُّ أَنَّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. I don't think that the hour of resurrection will ever come. And if I am brought back to my Lord, I will even get better than this that I have. Another example set in the Quran of those who were given into the opulence and luxuries of this world is that of Qarun. Allah had given him so much treasures and wealth, but it only made him more tyrannical and more oppressive towards his people. He forgot about Allah's greatness over him and his favors to him. he said in his arrogance, "This has been given to me due to my skill and my knowledge, which I possess." Fir'aun likewise, he was given to the luxuries of this world and the lusts and desires of this world, which led him to believe that he was Allah, the God himself. He said, "O my people, is not for me the kingdom of Egypt and these rivers flowing underneath me?" Among the signs, among the manifestations of indulging in the opulence and luxuries of this world is seeking the trivial worldly things, lacking contemplation of one's destiny and one's end, tending to imitate others, having no concern for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing no concern or worry about one's akhirah, one's afterlife, and one's state therein, always preferring to be in comfort and luxury, seeking the desires, seeking to fulfill the lusts and the desires, lacking the balance, having the proper balance in one's life, lacking that, always being influenced by the pressures of worldly matters, always being concerned and influenced by the concerns of the worldly things, and finally, always or inclining towards over-relaxation and laziness. Another sign of excessive opulence and luxury is spending too much money, spending in a way that exceeds the limits, which may even be something unlawful, as well as excess in drinking and eating, doing these things, exceeding the limits and bounds in the halal of food and drink and worldly matters, turns the blessings of Allah into punishment. It turns the blessings of Allah into a curse. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطَغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "No, man is indeed transgressing the bounds because he thinks that he is self-sufficient." Servants of Allah, luxury, it leads to weakening one's resolve for the deen, overindulgence, opulence. It causes one to waste the bounties and blessings of Allah. It causes one to admire self-admiration, to be concerned, overly concerned with oneself, and lack of awareness of the realities. The one who indulges in the luxuries of this world constantly hunts for new pleasures and lusts and desires to fulfill. They rush to commit what is haram and even the deadly major sins. Thus, this indulgence and luxury, it weakens the ummah collectively. It causes the ummah to be weak. It drains the energy of the ummah and causes it to be backward, to stagnate. It causes the energies of the ummah to be drained, and it causes vanity, seeking the outward things of this world to be prevalent, tyranny, and it causes the death of the conscience. أَصَلَ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا بِمَا سَمِعْنَا وَبِالْقُرْآنِ وَالْسُنَّةِ أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, be conscious of Allah, be aware of Him and fear His punishment. Have the taqwa of Allah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when you see the one consumed by entertainment and luxury and opulence, you might think that this person is happy. You might think that this person has achieved happiness in his life. But if you look beyond this outward show of happiness, you find that such people inwardly have depression, have sadness, have gloom and distress and misery. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, luxury and opulence is not the same as wealth and having wealth. One might have wealth and use it for the sake of Allah. There are many people who are wealthy and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they keep away from the opulence and the excessive luxury, and they look down upon these things. They earn their money from halal and they spend their money in halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, blessed is the money, blessed is good money in the hands of a good person. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And he said that Allah loves to see the effects of His bounties on a person. And he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat and drink and wear good clothing and give charity without being extravagant or selfish or conceited. Those who have wealth, they are given more leeway in their spending. As Umar radiallahu anhu, once he saw a man, his name was Abdullah ibn Humaid. He said his grandfather, Abdullah ibn Humaid, he said his grandfather had passed by Umar ibn al-Khattab and he was wearing a new cloak. So Umar, he asked him, how much did you spend on this cloak? The man, he said, 60 dirhams. Then Umar, he asked him, how much wealth do you have? He said, I have 1,000 dirhams. So then Umar stood up and admonished that person. And he said, you have 1,000 dirhams and you buy such a cheap or low priced cloak for only 60 dirhams. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he used to buy the cloaks for 400 or 500 dirhams. But what is unacceptable, what is haram, what is forbidden, is for a poor person to indulge in the luxuries that he cannot afford. Buying expensive clothing and luxurious furniture, which he does not have the ability to pay for or sustain. Behaving as if he is somebody who is wealthy. This person does not only harm himself, but he brings burdens and debts. And indeed, poverty, when it's coupled with arrogance, is a major disaster. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there are three types of people whom Allah will not speak to on the day of resurrection. He will not purify them and He will not look at them, and they will have a painful punishment. An aged man who commits adultery or fornication, a ruler who keeps telling lies, and a poor person who is arrogant. reported by Imam Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, for our youth and our children, we must be careful from overindulging them in luxury. Sometimes we may need to take away some of their blessings so that they feel the bounties of Allah, so that they get accustomed to how the poor live. Sometimes we need to teach them to live without all of these bounties so that they will have strength of character, of manliness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the way of Allah regarding those who have luxuries and disbelieve in Allah's messengers and reject the call to Allah is to destroy them and let them taste the torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "And how many a city which we have shattered and destroyed because it was unjust, and produced after it another people. When its inhabitants perceived our punishment, they fled from it. But the angel said, 'Do not flee. Return to where you were given luxury and to your homes, so that you will be questioned.'" We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us conscious of His blessings and to help us to avoid the pitfalls of those previous nations whose luxuries and indulgence and lust turn them away from Allah's commandments and were a barrier to hearing the call and the message of the messengers. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinabah. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم اجمع بين قلوبنا بالقرآن والسنة. اللهم نعوذ بك من منكرات الأهواء. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استوى فريد يرحمكم الله. استوى لا تختلفوا أثابكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. و واضربنهم مثلا رجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن أن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقت من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا